Point 30.
Tuesday.
I don't feel ill. A good start. So we enjoy a freegan breakfast of avocados, which were a present from Ash and Ross, and we have the rest of yesterday's bread. We decide to visit the bins by the supermarket where we found the vegetables yesterday. Again, we find lots of vegetables and fruit. Potatoes, peppers, a melon and some salad. The salad is close to the sell-by date, but if it were in your fridge, you'd eat it. Other sell-by dates are not for another week. I don't understand why they were thrown away. After a lunch of yesterday's soup, we search at bakeries but find nothing. Luckily, we found enough food this morning for dinner and tomorrow's breakfast. We've decided that it's okay to use a few shop-bought ingredients, such as pasta. So on the menu tonight is a spicy pasta soup with green peppers and the carrots from yesterday. For dessert, we have another baked apple.
Wednesday.
Today, after a breakfast of melon, we head off to check out the bins in the market, which smell terrible compared with the supermarket rubbish. We find enough food to eat like kings. Sausages, cabbage, lemons, and some onions. Although 3 days is a short time to live as a freegan, I've already learned that a lot of food is thrown away for no good reason. Perhaps I should continue with my freegan lifestyle. After all, the food we found, after a good wash, was the same as the food you buy in a shop. Except, of course, it was free.